When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. Folks, it's the final episode of 2019. This year has definitely flashed by, but then again, I feel the same about almost every year. But it's true that 2019 has been a momentous year, although mostly for the wrong reasons. But it has been a year that has taught us a lot. First, personally, it's been a very important year. This year, I began to engage with the looming climate crisis in a very real way. I've spent the year researching, reading, writing, and now podcasting about it, sharing what I've found with you. So first, here's a personal recap. I wrote about the impacts of the climate crisis on the Himalaya back in February, when a groundbreaking new report was published on the subject by the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, or ICIMOD. As the months went by, scientist after scientist started publishing papers and reports giving a sense of how bad the climate situation is. Protesters around the world started hitting the streets in their thousands, outraged that the governments were prioritizing fossil fuel companies over people, prioritizing business as usual over an existential crisis. Forests are burning, ice caps are collapsing, crazy strong storms and hurricanes are wrecking lives everywhere. Every day brings some new bad news. So, in August, I decided to begin a weekly column on the climate crisis in Mint Lounge. I called it the Climate Change Tracker. The first column was on the destructive monsoon that India is facing every year and how climate change is causing it. Then the Amazon started burning. And so I wrote about that, and also the health of Indian forests. Greta Thunberg was rallying young people around the world to reject the status quo of old men leading this world to ruin. So I wrote about the different forms of protests that citizens are using. In the past 5 months, I've written on sea level rise, on destructive storms, on droughts, on the extinction of species, and on air pollution. And every time I wrote, I learned something new. But the main thing I learned is that whether we are journalists, or white-collar workers, or farmers, or teachers, or anybody really, it is important to know what's going on. And it's important to act on that knowledge. So, last month, I began this podcast. Because the climate crisis needs to be demystified. And the people in charge need to be held responsible. And so, at the end of 2019, this is what we've learned. We learned that the world is on course to heat up by about 4 to 5 degrees Celsius by 2100 if we don't act in the next few years. We learned that the Himalaya will lose 90% of its snow and ice in the next 60 years. We learned that the world's coral reefs, which support 25% of global marine diversity, have probably gone past the point of no return. We learned that the only way to save forests is to make forest-dwelling people equal partners in conservation. We learned that bees are dying out around the world, affecting pollination, which affects agriculture, which affects the food we eat. We learned that the Amazon rainforest is close to its own tipping point. If any more of the forest burns, then the rest of the Amazon will start dying off, releasing even more carbon into the air. We learned that with the thawing of the Arctic permafrost, dangerous greenhouse gases like methane are being released into the atmosphere. We learned that the 20 warmest years have all occurred in the past 22 years. The top four warmest years are 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018. When the studies are out next year, 2019 will surely join this club. We learned that Greenland has lost nearly 4 trillion tons of ice in the past 27 years, and the melt is accelerating. We learned that there's plastic in the deepest point in the world, the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean. We learned that there's a new form of climate change denial. This one accepts what the scientists say, but obstructs what the scientists say we should do. And finally, we learned that nobody is going to give you anything if you only ask politely. You've got to pile on the pressure. You've got to demand your rights. In 2019, we learned all of this. But have we learned our lessons? That is the question I will leave you with today. The next episode of the Mint Climate Change Tracker will be in the new year. And there, I will look at the green shoots of hope emerging from the wasteland of the climate crisis. I hope you all have a fantastic party on 31st December. And don't forget to raise a toast to this spaceship we all call home. Our blue planet, the third rock from the sun, Earth. Remember to follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and read my weekly column, The Climate Change Tracker, to know more. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Bibek Bhattacharya, and you have been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all again next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.